was Guido Basso with You Are My Sunshine, and that song has a particular special significance to me. I think I've mentioned before, my mother, who passed away about 11 months ago now, towards the end of her life, she had very bad dementia. The last 5 or 6 years were rough ones for her. Towards the end of her life, she lost her ability to speak. But one of the things that sort of really brought a smile to her face and brought the words back for her, and every time that I would go up to visit her, which was several times a week, I would sing to her, "You Are My Sunshine," and she would join in. It was one of her favorite songs, and she would somehow manage to find the words to sing along with me. It was a special time. Coming up next, we've got the Little River Band with Cool Change.
One thing in my life that's missing, it's the time that I spend alone, sailing on the cool and bright clear water. There's lots of those friendly people, they're showing me ways to go, but I never want to lose their inspiration. It's time for a cool change. And now that my life is so prearranged, I know that it's time for a cool change. Well, I was born in the sign of water, and it's there that I feel my best. The albatross and the whales, they are my brothers. It's kind of a special feeling when you're out on the sea alone, staring at the full moon like a lover.
Thank you. was tired of my lady. We'd been together too long. Like a worn out recording of a favorite song. So while she lay there sleeping, I read the paper in bed. And in the personal columns, there was this letter I read. If you like piña coladas and getting caught in the rain, if you're not into yoga, if you have half a brain, if you like making love at midnight in the dunes on the Cape, then I'm the love that you've looked for. Write to me and escape. My lady, I know that sounds kind of mean, but me and my old lady have fallen into the same old routine. So I wrote to the paper, took out a personal ad, and though I'm nobody's poet, I thought it wasn't half bad. Yes, I like piña colada. It's you. Then we laughed for a moment, and I said, I never knew that you like piña coladas and getting caught in the rain and the feel of the ocean and the taste of champagne.
That was Rupert Holmes with Escape, otherwise known as the Piña Colada song. Well, to round out this segment, let's hear one from 1971 from Carly Simon. Here's Anticipation.
We can never know about the days to come. About them anyway, and I wonder if I'm really with you now or just chasing.
might be